Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for being here this afternoon. My name is Krista Glennie-Seishu. I am the property director of Station 12. I've been living in and loving on Buffalo for about 27 years now. I'm not a native, but I feel like one. Some of you might recognize me from the early days at BuffaloRising.com when it was not so popular to love Buffalo as it is today. Some of you might recognize me from my years as a senior editor at Buffalo Spree Magazine or as the founder of Nickel City Chef. When I first had the opportunity to meet someone from WS Development in 2017, that person was Brian Sierra, who you'll meet shortly. As a Bostonian, Brian's love of Buffalo was palpable. But more than that, his deep appreciation for our community and the vision he and the rest of the WS Development team had for this project was by far one of the most exciting concepts anyone has shared with me during my time in Western New York. Better yet, after touring the company's other projects in Massachusetts, it became obvious to me that WS not only got Buffalo and had a remarkable vision for this project, but that it also has the experience, the fortitude, the agility, and the future-mindedness to make it happen. I am eager and excited to share our plans for Station 12 with you and Western New York, and I look forward to delivering Station 12 to you in the near future. Next up, Brian Sierra, WS Development's Senior Vice President of Leasing, is the tireless spirit behind this project and probably Buffalo's best unpaid cheerleader. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you, Krista. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here. We are so excited to be building buildings. Can't tell you how excited we are. A few years ago, we came to Buffalo and started to look around, started to research Buffalo. And the more we looked, the more we liked what we saw. Every time we peeled another layer of onion off, we liked what we saw. Pretty amazing stuff going on here. A resurgence in every corner of the city. East side, west side, canal side, downtown, Larkinville. Wherever you looked, there was really cool stuff going on. So we wanted to be a part of that. We saw a lot of familiar ingredients that spell success for us. We saw density. We saw diversity. We saw a growing economy. We saw a super, super strong community, which we like. We saw a region and a city and a major population full of culture, full of art, rich in history, with a thriving medical community that was really a driver in the marketplace. Here in Amherst, we saw a thriving university, the University of Buffalo, and so many colleges around the area. We saw an incredible road network that converged on the North Towns, converged on the site that we're sitting at today. Probably most interesting to me and how I met Krista was a really thriving and interesting food and beverage scene. That was really incredible in every corner of the city. I could name too many restaurants that I've eaten and drank my way through. We saw a community on the rise that we saw a lot of potential that we could be a part of. So we're really excited to be here. It's not easy what we're doing today, developing retail. That's why today is such a wonderful day for us. We've been working on this project for a long time. Retail is changing. Everybody knows it. You got your phone out, click, click, click. It can show up on your doorstep. So how do bricks and mortar compete against clicks? We build a project on Station. Dick. How does bricks and mortar compete against clicks? We build a project like Station 12. Station 12 will combine of the day retailers, of the day specialty retailers, boutique fitness and service, amazing food and beverage, like Buffalo's Public Espresso and Coffee, who is catering our event today and coming to the project. By the way, they will have a special announcement of their own in the coming days, which I'm not gonna share with you. Where's Steve Watson? He's like, who is it? I won't share with you today what it is, but they will. They're working on something really cool, an expanded offering in their space. We will shortly be announcing a really neat tenant that is part co-working, part event space, and part club. That'll be in just shy of 30,000 square feet, sitting on the second level with a 3,700 square foot roof deck overlooking the green. And that announcement will come shortly. We're also very thrilled and humbled to be working with Albright Knox. They will be doing an AK shop in the project, as well as we'll be doing many collaborations with them and art installations in the project as a way to bring out our art out into the community. All of this will be arranged around a very pedestrian-friendly experience, elevated buildings, elevated landscaping, and a central green, which will become the emotional heart of the project. On this green, it's a way, we've done it some other projects of ours, it's a way for us to connect with the community in meaningful ways on a daily basis. So S12, the shortened version of Station 12, will be a little bit quirky, will be a little bit unexpected, and will be a very connected place to shop, dine, work, sweat, and play. Our company, WS Development, we're experienced, we're thoughtful, we're measured, and we're so excited to be bringing our unique blend of retail to Buffalo and to Amherst. So thank you very much for coming. We appreciate all the support. A special thanks to a lot of people in the town who have worked hard and tirelessly to help us help get this project permitted. Brian Culpa, the town supervisor, who's unable to attend today, but has spent countless hours with us working on this project. Members of the Planning Board and members of the Zoning Board of Appeals, Dan Howard, Amherst Planning Director, and his team in the Planning Department, and a special thanks to Ellen Cost, Assistant Planning Director. Special thanks to Mark Burke, the Commissioner of Building, and his team in the Building Department, especially Doug Giesel and Doug Boris for their assistance for all the zoning approvals and building permit process. A thank you to Jeff Burrows, town engineer, and Brian Armstrong from the engineering department for their assistance during zoning approvals and the approval process. To Maggie Winship, town of Amherst director of strategic planning. And a special thank you to city councilor Jackie Berger, who is now gonna say a few words. Thank you again for coming.
Thank you. On behalf of the town of Amherst, we'd really like to congratulate you for beginning this project. We are so excited to have it here in Amherst. And had a couple people do a little history. Some of you, I didn't recall all of this, I needed a little help, may recall that the Northtown Plaza was a regional shopping destination from burgers, okay, I see a few head nods, to Bon-Ton. Bon-Ton I remember, but not burgers. So many of us remember shopping here, so we're really excited to have Station 12 become a regional shopping destination here in the town. So I wanna thank WS Development, all your consultants. I was going to thank all the people you thanked from the town, so I guess I'm not gonna thank them again, but we are really pleased that we've been able to finally move this project forward, and we're happy to continue working with you. And I have a proclamation on this wonderful day, which I'll give to you. I'm not gonna read it.
Thank you so much, Jackie, for those poignant words. Before we move on, just a quick note to the press in attendance that I'll dispatch digital materials to you via email as soon as the event's over. If you think I don't have your card, please make sure I have it. Thank you. To end our program today, I'd like to invite Dick Marks, WS Development Executive Vice President and Partner, to join me up here. He's here to share just a few more words with us, and then we will retire to the dirt toss outside. Dick?
Thank you very much. I saw the photographer taking a picture of me with those shovels, so I'm going to go back home and be in deep trouble. Thank you all for coming today. We're really, really pleased to be here and to have you join us. I speak on behalf of my company, WS Development, my partner, Tom Desimone, who is here today. Our partners, PSP, who have been extraordinary in this journey in the beginning, and which will obviously continue for a while, and my many, many colleagues. There are a lot of people here from our company, too numerous to mention by name, but they have spent a huge amount of time in this community, and that time will obviously increase as we build the buildings and get this center open. They're from our operations, leasing, development, construction, and marketing teams. They wake up every day, literally wake up every day, working to make this property, Station 12, the best retail center ever built in the Buffalo area. That's an audacious goal, I know that. It's a goal that we set in every community in which we do business, and it's the goal that we've set for ourselves here in Amherst. So I want to spend a second and just explain how we do this. The first thing is to assemble the best team of consultants that we can, and we think we assembled a pretty amazing group, and I want to thank our building architects, Onyx Creative, our civil engineers, Fisher Associates, our landscape architect, Realm Collaborative, our counsel, Sean Hopkins, from Hopkins, Sorge, and McCarthy, I hope I pronounced that name right, who have spent a huge amount of time and effort on our behalf to design and to entitle Station 12. And as the buildings rise and as the landscape goes in, I hope that everybody will see how what an extraordinary effort they've undertaken. As Brian mentioned, the next thing we do is spend a lot of time quietly immersing ourselves in the community to learn. We got a head start. Brian was born in Buffalo, so he had a sense of this community. I have spent a bunch of time here because my best friend from first grade happens to live in Amherst. And he's been for years saying, why can't you do here in Amherst what you've been doing for so many years in Boston? So this is on him for getting us here. And then we found Krista, who really tripled down our knowledge of the local community. Over the last 30 years, my company has let curiosity, hard work, calculated risk, and the desire to do things better drive who we are and what we do. We began building projects in New England, in some pretty rural areas of New England, moved to suburban Boston, the heart of Boston, where we're building a very large mixed-use project, and then began spreading our wings with projects like Station 12 around the country. We could not be happier to be doing this kind of project in this community. The thing, and Brian mentioned this, the thing that we do, I think, most intensely is focus on place. We think very, very deeply about what makes a piece of property, a built environment, worthy for our customers and our merchants. That means being incredibly devoted to great architecture, beautiful landscaping, and a design centered on the pedestrian experience. We actively program our spaces. Our partnership with Albright Knox is a perfect example of this, so that we become a desired place, not just for shopping or eating, although we'll be very happy if you do plenty of that, but just for gathering and spending time. We see so much in your community that contributes to the making of great places. A thriving, passionate place, a growing base, hardworking people who are creating something new and different, artists who have ideas to share. So much of this will converge at Station 12 to create something that we think will be truly special. I cannot tell you how much we look forward to continuing to work with all of you to make Station 12 a place of desire, a place worthy of all of us. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!